listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
To your part by the Fort Fergus Specialty Beer Store and HopChart.com. I'm Evan. I'm with Yanni McGee over there.
You can edit that out, can't you?
No, I can't.
Wow, that came out of nowhere.
I throw to you.
And I literally opened my mouth to speak, and the only thing that came out was a yawn.
You tell it's going to be a high energy show already.
I got relaxed. I got a little too relaxed, and you know, you gave me the week off and said, you know, rest your mind, rest your body, rest your mouth.
I didn't really care about you at all last week.
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive.
Are you sure?
Yes. We took last week off, kind of unexpectedly, basically because I got back from Gen Con last week.
And the herpes flared up.
And I couldn't go outside. I have rare. Sunlight activated herpes.
Yeah.
I just break out like a madman.
You look like an AIDS patient.
I do.
Really awful.
They all look differently though. Don't generalize
lesions
like
everywhere.
That.
Just terrible.
Would you say
lesions?
Oh, I thought you said Asians everywhere.
Lesions,
like, how does that work?
Asians, legions.
Legions of Asians.
With lesions.
With lesions. Legions of lesioned Asians. Say that five times fast.
I can't. No. I don't think I can say it once.
I know. I got back from Indiana last week, and I was just deathly ill. So it's just like, I can't do it. And,
the little lady needed some loving, so.
Well, I won't, you know, when you got the fever, there's no fever, really? You know, given the previous comments, that's not really the most appropriate, euphemism for that. Yeah. I was trying to make some sort of comment about prowess and things, but it all goes back to lesions of legion. Fuck, that is hard to say. That is hard to say.
Just leave that as it is.
Yes. So, week off, we'll talk all about Gen Con's and my various culinary adventures.
Right. But we were at Longfellow Grill.
Yes.
In the easternmost tip of Minneapolis at this
point. The ass end.
Like, literally, you could, if you go any farther east, you're in the road. And for those of you who don't know the geography of Minneapolis and St. Paul, which is where we're based out of, also my drinks are here. My God. Thank you.
Welcome.
I got you a couple waters too here.
Excellent. Oh, you already had waters. Hello.
It's all right. We like water.
Yeah.
I'm losing my mind, man.
It's all right. All right. Man. Thanks.
For those of you who don't know the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, the Mississippi River basically cuts the two in half. And we are on the western side, which would be Minneapolis, and the eastern side we can literally see from here.
I can't, because I got a tree in the way.
That's all right. Nobody cares about you.
That's true.
And it's on a scenic parkway. It's on West River Parkway and Lake Street, on what would be considered kind of a nicer neighborhood. All things considered, Lake Street is...
Nicer since I moved away.
Yeah, well, at one point, Lake Street was a fairly rough-and-tumble neighborhood that, you know, has kind of... Not necessarily this portion of Lake Street, but it had this kind of reputation.
It's where you went to get the drugs.
Exactly.
And now we go there to get drugs. In liquid form. Alcohol is a drug. Oh, yeah, this is a panty peeler.
With a painted graphic. But it is right along the river, so it's extremely scenic. They have great outdoor seating. But we got here about 5 minutes too late, and all the outdoor seating was
taken.
The
entire patio was full.
Luckily, we're good to go inside. They have full bar, and have a really good, actually, tap selection as well. It's an eclectic menu.
You can say that, yes.
And to start off with, we got two fairly unique drinks. What did you get? Because it's purple.
It's very purple.
It classifies as girly. It does.
We of course forgot to keep the drink menu because we're idiots. Wow.
Oh.
There's a face I haven't seen you make in a while. You actually sampled your drink there. How about you talk about what you had there, since
you just
interrupted us with your face makings.
I have a Dark and Stormy, which is rum and ginger beer.
Yes. Is it like Gossick's?
Yeah.
It's some brand.
Yeah.
I forget what the name of it is.
There's a hint of ginger beer in here.
This is pretty much straight rum.
It's pretty much straight rum. It's pretty much straight dark rum with a little bit of ginger.
That is a man's drink.
You'd see a little bit of fizz in there. If there was
something.
If there was something in there is nothing in there.
You just got straight rum. You got a lime in there, so it's not exactly
straight.
Yeah,
that's diluting a whole lot.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
What was the...
Holy shit. Okay, the strongest drinks we've ever had on the show were at Psycho Susie's, I think.
Yeah, that's straight rum.
Yeah.
With a hint of ginger.
Yeah. That is right up there with the strongest stuff we've ever had.
Oh, I can drive if you want.
You might need to at this point. I'm taking my pants off at this point.
It's possible. But then it's interesting. I like the ginger...
There's a hint of it in there. Like,
I mean, it's tasteful.
I would have liked
tasteful.
Another, like, splash of
just
it.
Just dilute it. Well, you got some water. Maybe dilute it.
I don't want to put water in there. It's going to ruin it.
Yes, because that skunky beer face you're making every time you drink it.
It adds fun. It's making you laugh.
It's true.
What did you get?
They have these things called infusions, which are... It's basically non... I think this is actually under their mocktails section.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know where it's... Yeah, but it's a blueberry lavender lemonade, which is similar to... like, on its own, similar to the drink that we had at the farmer's market.
Yep.
This is... Obviously, it's blueberry instead of... Because that was what? That was basil and...
Lemonade. It was basil lemonade.
It was... Yeah, okay.
Basil limeade.
Basil limeade, yes. There was something else in there that I'm trying to remember now, but regardless.
Cucumber? No, we had a cucumber water.
Yeah, we had cucumber water. That was different. Anyway, so it's basically lavender-infused lemonade with some blueberry in it. I, of course, because I'm a closet alcoholic, I got rum in the mine. I think you got all of my rum.
Yeah.
It's not as strong.
Can I try it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. It's as purple...
It's a dark blueberry-ish kind of...
That's fantastic.
It is,
like
it's extremely good. It's extremely good.
That, you know what would make that a little bit better? Just like a splash of like lemon sour or club soda.
Yeah, just a little bit of bubbles.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be a perfect sitting out on the parking, on the beach.
And not doing a goddamn thing.
Reading a trashy romance novel.
Yep.
This is exactly the drink you would need.
Greasy pizza right next to you.
Maybe. So yeah, Longfellow Grill, we are here. It's part of the Blue Plate Special?
Blue Plate.
Just Blue Plate Restaurant Company.
Yep.
We've done a couple of places before. We did...
Groveland
Tap. And then Edina Grill.
Yep.
We did them as well.
Yep.
And they don't have a listing of the other ones on there.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I know. So there's two more that we haven't done. Highland Grill we have not done. You could look it up, but regardless, I mean, and again, we're talking about very eclectic menus, very kind of odd takes on diner food.
And what's kind of cool about it is that each one is very different from the other.
Mm-hmm.
Where at Edina, you had more of your standard fare. This gets
because Edina is scared of change.
Well, I think that's, you know, as generalizing and as that is, you are right to a point.
Well, it's a suburb and it's an upper class suburb,
yeah.
Which is pretty much the perfect storm of don't rock the boatism.
Right. Blue Plate is definitely more geared towards, Blue Plate. Highland Grill, which I've been to.
I think I've been there too.
Is definitely more tuned to the traditional diner stuff. You know, it doesn't really stray away from that. Whereas here, it's...
Weird shit. But good weird shit. We're looking at here. They've got... They like doing blueberry lavender things. I'm looking on their features menu right now.
Yeah.
Well, they have a blueberry lavender flan.
That would have been
Now, and I'm torn because it looks good.
Yep.
But I also... I don't want to erase the memory of that coconut flan we had in Masa.
Completely,
you know what I mean?
Understandable.
Oh, you're going to have to get like another drink.
You might have, and you're going to have to look up the rest of the restaurants because it's a Flash-based site.
Yeah, well, Flash sucks on Droid, too, so. Flash sucks mobily in general.
F you, Adobe. F you.
Yeah, that's true. Oh. But regardless, just check them out. Just go to longfellowgrill.com. Yep. They've got a link to the thing. You can find the rest of them. It's really irrelevant.
And the last one we went to Groveland Tap was fantastic.
I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Yeah, that was good.
Was that the place? No, that was Lindale Tap House. What was Groveland Tap?
Groveland Tap was burgers.
Well, yes.
They had a really good beer menu. They had a beer menu up on the wall.
Was that the one where that was the one we went right after I got my droid? Because we talked
yes,
a lot about my droid.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
I remember that now. We've done so many of these shows now. And they're all kind of blending together.
Yep.
And yet we've never repeated ourselves. I'm a little proud of it.
And actually, you questioned me today.
I did. I thought we'd been here before.
Well, I did an inventory a couple weeks ago. Oh, no. Wow.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You gonna be able to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not a problem.
We got this.
What you got there on the table?
It's
a recorder.
It's a recorder.
Yep.
Oh. You recording an interview or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. Enjoy, guys.
Thanks, man. All right, we need to get a picture of that because that is a thing of...
I'll take a picture of mine. You take a picture of
oddly sexual beauty. You gonna remember to mail me that picture now?
I can do it right now while we're sitting at the table.
Oh, wow. It's wonderful.
So, wonderful world we live in, isn't it?
As we quickly try to take pictures with our phones here. What were we talking about? Well, let's finish your thought about the you questioning me, or I question you.
Oh, we did an inventory. We've been to 120 odd restaurants at this point. And so I actually went through back our poorly indexed site and went from show one to show 100 something, which is a lot of hitting the back button because, again, there's no good way to index that something. And
you're welcome to help.
And documented where we've been, and then also went through and documented another 100 or so restaurants where we still have to go. So we're not going anywhere anytime soon. Is basically what we're saying.
We've got plenty of places.
But you questioned me today, saying, "I think we've been there," and
I was wrong.
And you were wrong.
I was very wrong. All right. Food has arrived.
Food has arrived.
I went with my classic. You know, it's one of those we talked about on the show before.
You actually stole my thunder. I never
get this at home, so I try to get it whenever I can. Got the grilled meatloaf. These are extremely large pieces of meatloaf. I mean, these are steak-sized pieces of meatloaf.
You finish that. I'm gonna have to carry.
If I finish these, I'll have an extra gloating that I'll talk about when and if that happens. But these are, and he took the menu, son of a bitch.
That's all right.
But it's a meatloaf, but it's also got, there's some spinach in this, there's red peppers, there's chili peppers in here as well. It's a thing of beauty. And then it's on top of some garlic mashed potatoes, which can never go wrong. And then, of course, the requisite green beans.
Oh, and fresh green beans, too.
Very fresh green beans. Very crunchy. Not seasoned at all, though.
That's okay. Look, sometimes I like unseasoned green beans.
Yeah. What monstrosity did you get?
Okay, first off, this is really good.
I'm sure it is, but it looked giant and kind of scary.
I got the bratwurst burrito.
What the hell is a bratwurst burrito?
Well, if you don't live in the Midwest... You might not be familiar with the tube goodness of a bratwurst, which is just a pork spiced meat.
It's hardly a regional food. I'm
I
sure.
know, but it is.
If you've ever been to a baseball game,
it is specialized around here.
Specialized in Wisconsin, to be fair.
Okay, under Midwest, I termed it.
All right,
but it's a pork spiced sausage, which is fantastic. It's one of those things that's even good just by itself. I got a bratwurst burrito, which is a flour tortilla wrapped around a seared bratwurst, scrambled eggs, hash browns, melted pepper jack cheese with brown sugar clout.
It's kind of a breakfast meets burrito.
It really... Well, right. And then it's topped with mustard cream sauce, which is amazing.
That mustard, and it's not like a yellow mustard.
Take
that's
a little
like,
bit that, and
that,
put that.
Give me a schmear.
Yeah. And you just gotta lick it on your nose too.
Huh? That is amazing.
Yeah. And then cream sauce, Cajun spice, and then it came with a chipotle ketchup, which I haven't even tried yet. But the because the mustard sauce, the mustard cream sauce is so effing good.
Mm-hmm.
And it is huge.
There's a lot going on there.
There is a ton going on there.
Mm. So we'll be whipping through these, I'm sure. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I just got back from Gen Con last week.
What is Gen Con again?
Gen Con, for those who don't remember, is it's a yearly convention down in Indianapolis. That is, until very recently, kind of gaming in all sorts.
Okay.
You know, board games, card games, role-playing games, video games, all of the sort of gaming extra stuff going on there. If you want dice, this is the place to go. This year, they kind of dialed back a lot of the other stuff, the non-traditional game stuff. Like, there was almost no video games there this year.
So it went back to its roots.
Kind of, yeah. Which was cool to see. Just because there was a lot more independent companies doing it. I played a lot more games this year that I'd never played before. Some good, some bad. But that's just, you know, the roll of the dice. As you know, no pun intended. I didn't try to do that, honestly.
I know you didn't, but I got to give you the look anyway.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because you would have done the same.
Yes, I agree. And we've talked a little bit about it on Yet Another Gaming Show. Next week, or this coming week, we'll have an interview I did for Yet Another Gaming Show on the show.
Okay.
Yes,
perfect.
Very good.
Thank you.
But I want to talk a little bit about the food. Now, we talked about this before I left, how we...
The path.
The path, because we're at a different hotel, and there was a distinct path that we always take in the old hotel that would pass, you know, several restaurants, as well as a Steak and Shake, which is genius.
What's that? I don't actually think those exist.
Oh, they're awesome.
I think they're just this mythical creature.
Oh, no, they are... They're wonderful, wonderful things. We're Isle of Pass, so in order to do Steak and Shake, we had to actually veer from our chosen path, which when you are full of games and stuff, when you're load-bearing,
okay,
and it's, you know, over a half a mile to your hotel, adding another quarter mile both ways to grab Steak and Shake, it's more of a process.
You guys aren't necessarily the finely tuned athletic.
No, this is the first year. This is the first year I actually took a cab at some point. Granted, I had probably 40 pounds of games with me. And I was tired, and I'm like, fuck it. I'll pay the $5 and get the cab ride to the hotel.
I just need you to take me down the block.
This year, the path, empty. Like, literally, there was a Subway.
Which is terrible.
And they had kind of a neighborhood pub kind of place, but it didn't look very good. So I didn't try anything along the path. We were across the street, in the other direction, from a place called the Bourbon Street Distillery.
Okay.
Which was essentially a bar / Cajun restaurant.
Sounds promising.
It was very promising. Very good. I think they were trying to kill us at one point.
Why is that?
Well, they would do things like, oh, you ordered the porterhouse? Here, have another one.
There is nothing wrong with the statement you just said.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but, you know, there is a certain social stigma to not cleaning your plate. And when presented with two large porterhouses, it becomes a, do I die or do I risk ridicule?
You die. There's no question there.
But that place is very good. I only ate there twice. But the guys I was with ate there, I think, about three times. Three or four times.
They keep handing out porterhouses.
Oh, shit. But that was actually very good. I had a po' boy, which was fantastic. I love po' boys.
What was the po' boy filled with?
That's an excellent question. I mean, it's standard kind of po' boy stuff. You had the roast potatoes. You had... you never had a po' boy with roast potatoes on?
I've never had a po' boy with roast
potatoes. You haven't had a po' boy.
Okay.
You've had some sort of imitator.
What? Just because I'm curious, what fish or seafood was it?
I think I had... It wasn't shrimp.
Or clams?
No, I don't eat clams.
Oyster?
I don't think there was any seafood on mine.
That's not a po' boy.
Yes. No, po' boy is seafood agnostic.
Continue with your story while I prove you wrong.
No, a po' boy is...
It's only going to take a second. Don't worry.
No, a po' boy is merely the sandwich creation. It has nothing to do with seafood. You don't need seafood on a po' boy. I will trust Triple Rock Social Club over you, sir. You can go ahead and look it up.
I found the Wikipedia entry here.
That's fine. But either way, that was very good. I'm sure it's traditionally with seafood, but it's not a hard and fast rule. You sandwich fascist, you. Anyway, I'm trying to think what else I had there.
You are right. I stand corrected.
Aha!
But I've never heard of something where it didn't have either meat or seafood. The traditional po' boy is a traditional submarine sandwich from Louisiana. It almost always consists of meat or seafood, usually fried.
Yeah. I want to say it was a ham po' boy, but I'm not sure. I'd have to look at the menu again. Anyway, very good. And what was humorous about this place is it is literally tucked in the middle of nowhere. Like, okay. This hotel is... That's you. Your phone is ringing. Anyway, this hotel is mainly for business travelers, and it's right next to the Indianapolis Capitol building. So there's a lot of, like, traveling, you know, not diplomats, because I don't think there's great trade missions going to Indianapolis from, you know, the Far East or anything like that.
You never know.
But, you know, visiting politicians, things like that. So it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. This is the only restaurant, I would say, within about 2 blocks radius of this place. So we ended up eating there a lot. That was pretty good. But we did have an interesting situation. First off, I went to an IHOP for the first time in, like, 10 years, easily.
Loves me some IHOP.
Which was very good. The Cinnaminions were delicious. I like eating movie-themed food.
I know you do.
And that was nice and all. But then, our route to Indianapolis takes us through Iowa, mostly.
Okay.
Because you don't want to deal with Chicago, we don't want to deal with tolls. So, we had like an hour to our trip, I guess.
Iowa's kind of like Minneapolis, and it's kind of like the crotch of Minneapolis, or of Minnesota and Illinois. There's really not a whole lot going on down there.
I don't know about your
that
crotch,
smells
but
funny.
I was going to say, maybe you describe your crotch as not having a whole lot going on down there. I mean, especially lately for you, but I mean, you know, that's not how I would describe it. But that's just me. Anyway, yeah, you just saw your crotch a little bit more there. So we started we were looking for places to eat in Iowa. And so I whipped out the Urban Spoon app on my phone.
Which if you have a Droid or an iPhone.
Or an iPhone, either one.
And you're listening to this podcast and you haven't used it yet, by God, for you. Use it because it's fantastic.
Also recommended, excuse me, the Yelp app.
Okay.
Because that's good because instead of, my problem with the Urban Spoon app is that it just gives you one place. And it doesn't give you an idea of what all is available. Okay. The Yelp, it just says, what's near me? And it just gives you a listing of everything that's, you know, within a certain radius. So that's, I think, a little more helpful. But I was trying it out and discovered there are no Moroccan places in central Iowa.
Shocking.
So if you are of Moroccan descent, you've ever wanted to open a restaurant, there's an open market for you.
Krendy, gotta go to Iowa.
Yep, gotta go to Iowa. But I stumbled upon a place, and I cannot remember the name of it. And that's probably for the best, because I'm gonna do nothing but trash it. And if you... We never actually went there. I vetoed it strictly based on the online menu. Okay. Looked like your typical kind of pub food barbecue place, like a Famous Dave's, if you're from around here.
Yeah.
You know, a little more advanced, like somewhere between like a Famous Dave's and an Applebee's in terms of the cuisine. So you get sandwiches and salads, but there's a lot of barbecue, a lot of ribs, things like that. They kind of did a lot of southern cooking, a lot of blackened things and all that stuff. Okay. Well, why I vetoed the place is for a very simple reason.
It involved a food challenge or something?
No. It involved a overuse of apostrophes in the names of the dishes.
Okay.
So...
A lot of ownership of dishes?
Like chicken was C-H-I-K apostrophe N.
No.
You know, there was a lot of... They actually called them scrimps, I think, at one point. I'm not making that up. Bucket was spelled B-U-K-K-I-T.
Of course it was.
But what really kind of raised my hackles? Blackened. Okay? The word blackened.
It's been...
How do you think it was spelled?
N-E-G-R-O.
No. God. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't know.
B-L-A-C-K apostrophe N apostrophe D. They double apostrophed a word.
That's not legal.
Which I think if my lovely fiance, the English snob that she is, if she'd seen the menu, she might have burst into flames.
I'm pretty sure that actually probably stopped the time-space continuum.
It very well could have, which explains Iowa.
Thank you.
In its own way. You know what I mean?
As it being the land that time forgot?
Yeah. This restaurant may have kept Iowa from progressing into the modern age. So I'm like, no, I can't honestly, you know, endorse or, what's the word I'm looking for?
Endorse.
Patronize, that's the word I'm looking for. I can't give money to places that commit such crimes against the English language.
Well, it becomes such a, you're almost becoming a cliche.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fine if you have one or two things on the menu that are like that, but when everything on the menu is, you've become a cliche, and it's become more about the your funny title than mm-hmm. it has anything to do with the food or
yep.
how it's prepared or how it tastes for that matter. You know, the blackened fish or whatever.
So you finished your burrito.
That was fantastic. That was really, really, really good. Like, and I was a little bit worried because it had that mustard cream sauce on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I like mustard. I just didn't. And it also came with a chipotle ketchup. I like ketchup and mustard. I like ketchup and mustard on my broth. But I kind of get grossed out with the whole flour tortilla. It was a chipotle ketchup. So it tasted more like a spicy Mexican sauce than it did an actual ketchup. It still had that sweetness that you get with a normal ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
It just had that some overt spiciness to it as well. And then that mustard cream sauce, which you tried as well.
You did.
Was really good. That'd go really good on pretty much any. I mean, that you can't go wrong with that. And it worked. I mean, with all that was going on in there, I mean, flour tortilla, bratwurst, scrambled eggs, hash browns, melted pepper jack cheese, and brown sugar kraut, which was really good. And this night, it was like the sweetness out of nowhere with the spiciness of the brat and everything else that was going on. But it wasn't like your sauerkraut.
Yeah.
It was just this nice sweetness. Some, like, where did that go from? It was about as surprising of a dish as I've
ever had. It's one of those things, like, if you look at, like, really weird architecture, it's like you look at it, like, that shouldn't work.
Right, but it does. Everything worked harmoniously together. Which, you know, as a very amateur chef, in every sense of the word, that's something I can't wrap my head around, is getting things like that to work together. You know, I can see, you know, I know how to properly use spices, I know how to properly use, you know, like I have a great basil oil at home. It pretty much goes good on anything. But
if you like basil.
If you like basil. But it's learning how to use that. I've learned how to use that properly in the right applications. It's getting stuff that absolutely has no business going together and making that work harmoniously into one dish. I can't even wrap my head around it or what that takes to wrap my head around it. I think another great... a great example of that would have been the pork roulette or
Riette.
At Craftsman, where it had the mustard and the apple slices and the pork. Which should not have worked together, but quite possibly was one of the best things we've ever had on the show.
Yeah.
Which I've gone back 3 times now, and I've never not gotten the pork.
You know what they should do? They should sell that by the pint, like ice cream.
You know what? Honestly, I don't know what the hell they're going to do because the head chef is leaving there.
Mm-hmm. I think he's already left.
His last day is on Wednesday.
Okay.
It's just on the block. We might need to swing in to get a pint of pork yet. We're a little scared that we're going to lose this. But it's stuff like that that I just cannot wrap my brain around as far as mixing flavors together. And this was a perfect example of something. Taking two things that are extremely good just by themselves, adding them together, and it works. It just works.
I'm reminded of a show that I watched pretty much every episode to this season.
Oh, yeah?
To belch a little bit.
Would you like another drink?
No, thank you.
You're good.
No, thank you.
Okay. Was the next Food Network star.
Yep.
Which just wrapped up this week. We'll give away the ending. But...
It's okay. It already aired, and it's probably already aired like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, it's Food Network, so it's probably aired 17 times since then. How about this? Because I know we talked about it when the show started.
Yeah.
And I'll just say this. If you want to go back to the episodes, I correctly guessed who won.
Well...
Okay. So...
The winner rhymes with Smarty.
Well, yes. But Smarty... The episode before this, they were doing...
Iron Chef.
They did the Iron Chef challenge. And there were two examples of that, of what you're talking about, where it's like things that just shouldn't go together. Working or not working, depending on what it is. In Artie's case, she did a tomato gazpacho.
Okay.
But to lighten it, I guess, she included coconut milk.
That's right. Okay.
Which is one of those things that's like, huh? Okay, we'll try it.
Especially since coconut milk is pretty heavy.
It's very heavy.
I mean, you have to shake the shit out of coconut milk before you can actually use it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you get the coconut milk in a can, the best thing you can do is shake and shake and shake. I mean, beat it like it owes you money.
If you have a paint mixer,
that would also be good. Well, yes.
But apparently it was delicious, and it looked good. Like, it's something I wouldn't mind trying. The opposite end of that spectrum was another guy who went on to the finals, Tom, who did. His challenge was he was against this other person, and it turned out they were both doing French toast.
Okay.
And so when he found out that the other person was doing French toast, he kind of freaked out a little bit. He's like, okay, how can I make this different? How do I make this stand out?
Did he add bacon to it?
Well, that was the secret ingredient, so there was already bacon in there. Yeah. But it was an andouille and clam sauce.
Ew. You lost me. You completely.
Well, and that was pretty much what everyone was like. What? Like, really, a clam sauce with French toast?
Oh, ish.
And I remember Kat Cora, who was one of the judges for this. She's like, "This is a mess. Don't do this again." And so it's one of those where it is. It's there's so much. When you get to a certain level of skill in the preparation of food, you start to kind of stretch your boundaries a little bit.
That's going too far.
Yeah, I think so.
It was along the same lines, because to counter your next Food Network star, I watched Top Chef, where they're actually real chefs instead of these douchebags on it.
Uh-huh.
Just saying. And a couple seasons back, they had to incorporate sriracha into every single one of them.
Okay, I think I saw this
and
one.
And it was the woman who got kicked out that week made a sriracha ice cream. For those of you who don't know, sriracha is a spicy red sambal type sauce that is extremely strong. It's mostly used to flavor, you know, ramen or Vietnamese pho. You know, just it's very, very strong. A little goes a long, long way.
And it hurts you and it sticks around.
It hurts you and it sticks around. And no amount of sweetness is going to mask that. It just ends up being, because it's so fun. I mean, it's nasally. It hits you right in the mouth. I mean, and it's not like the spiciest thing you've ever had, but it's so strong, and so there's a good amount of vinegar in it as well. That, again,
here's a good example of sriracha.
Yeah.
Okay. You know those kids in high school?
Yeah.
If you were ever in like the choir,
yeah.
You know these kids. They don't have the best voice. But goddamn, every time they sing, you like watching them because they just kind of
they're there,
and you know you can't not look at them.
Exactly, they're just happy to be there.
They're pouring their heart into the performance, and they're just enjoyable to watch.
You're saying Sriracha is the shitty singer in choir?
I'm not saying this is the bad singer who doesn't know they're bad. I'm saying they're not the best. They don't have that technical skill, but they make up for it in the gusto.
I got you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I like that.
Sriracha is that guy. I'm trying to remember an example from like American Idol, but I haven't seen more than two episodes of that in the entire
run. Exactly. That would require either one of us watching American Idol, which isn't going
to
happen.
But y'all know what I'm talking about. I mean, and this applies to a lot of different things. There's, you know, sports. There's, you know, Muggsy Bogues.
Right.
You know, Muggsy Bogues, not a great player.
But you always watch him when he's on the court.
I always watch him, also because he's 3'2".
Exactly.
And you wonder why they're letting children play with adults. But besides that...
She even thought that was funny.
See, I'm a very funny person. Not really. But
I think that's a great example.
But yeah, that's what sriracha is.
Yeah, but again, tying everything back together.
Yeah.
It's that type of stuff that it can either go beautifully, like what I just had, or it can be the sriracha ice cream, or the andouille clam French toast, which makes me kind of gag in my mouth just a little bit.
But like you had said, andouille and clam sauce, that could work. I mean, that's the basis of like a jambalaya.
Yeah, but then you throw it on the French toast.
The French toast.
Why?
Just because the Creole is sort of French doesn't mean it works with French toast.
Right. French toast is... I don't know. Again, I don't...
You hate breakfast.
No, I don't hate breakfast. I just had a breakfast burrito breakfast. Wow, that was a lot for me.
Legions of Legion Asians.
Exactly. The dark and stormy night.
That's not that hard to say.
Yeah, but I just had...
You just had basically a pint of rum, so...
Exactly.
Anything's hard for you to say.
No, I like breakfast. I just...
You don't like any of the basic tenets of breakfast.
Eggs, toast, hash browns, bacon, ham, steak. I like all that.
Also on that, the same guy who did the clam and andouille sauce.
Yeah.
He tried to do a bacon steak because he had these giant pieces, like 2-inch thick pieces of bacon, and he tried to cook it like a steak. And honest to God, they had a microphone on the piece of it as they were trying to cut it. It sounded like they were trying to sew, like, take a butter knife to a backpack.
Can I take this?
Yes, thank you.
You want to look at a dessert menu, guys, or coffee or anything?
I am very full.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
I don't like that idea, simply because bacon should not be used in that manner. But, you know, I thought of, like, 6 or 7 different things that I can make with a deep... A thick cut bacon.
Big deep, a deep cut. You just want a deep baconing.
Well, who doesn't? I mean, really.
A good, nice, long, deep baconing.
but a thick piece.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought of like 6 or 7 different things that I would do with that.
But he was just throwing just whole chunks on there. And he also, his third thing, which was something I wanted to try, I actually want to try. He did what he called a bacon cake, which is basically taking a crab cake design and replacing the bacon with, replacing the crab with the bacon.
Oh, I got a really good idea. I thought of something, bacon cake.
Yeah, and they said that this was the most successful, but it was still kind of trash because bacon's so dense, there's no moisture to it.
Right.
And need moisture to it.
Oh, I just got a brilliant idea.
What is your brilliant idea?
You do like a regular vanilla, you know, just a white sheet cake. You top that son of a bitch with a buttercream frosting.
Okay.
That's maple and bacon flavor.
So basically a maple log cake.
Maple log cake. Tell me you wouldn't eat that.
I'm not a big cake guy, so.
Tell me you wouldn't take a run.
I'd take a shot at it. I mean, I won't turn down cake.
Crumble a little of that bacon in the
There's a place in Portland called Voodoo Donut. Maple bacon logs. Yeah. And we had one last year when we were in Portland.
How was that?
They were pretty good. The bacon was so-so.
Bacon's like sex. So even when it's bad, it's good.
That is not true. I have had really terrible bacon.
I was going to wonder where you were going to go with that one.
Well, we've known each other long enough where... No, never mind.
Is bacon being used as a euphemism for something else?
No, it was really shitty bacon.
I'm actually surprised they used the word euphemism correctly.
With the amount of rum that you've had, yes. I'm a little proud of you.
Get it out.
A little proud of you.
That's what she said.
Shaking my head in shame.
Thank you,
guys.
Excellent.
Thank you. You're welcome. Do we want to talk a little about food trucks here? Do you have anything other than TV to talk about, or is your life still worthless?
My life is pretty worthless at this point.
Okay.
And we're doing the Dirty Man competition, so...
Explain this to people here, because I was unfamiliar with this. Well, although that didn't stop me from spouting how you guys were doing it wrong.
We did steal it from a movie, so...
Okay.
I did not come up with this. We decided we're going to do the Dirty Man competition, which is, if you've seen the movie Knocked Up, they make a dirty man bet.
Was it Knocked Up?
Yeah,
or
it was.
Okay.
They make a dirty man bet.
I thought it was 40-year-old virgin.
With one of the roommates. And what it essentially is that if, in the movie, if this guy can go an entire year without shaving, they will pay his rent. With like 4 roommates, and the rest of the roommates will pay his rent for the
Okay, yeah, I remember this.
If he can go a year without shaving.
It was the dude. It was the dude from Freaks and Geeks.
Martin Starr.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And he makes it 9 months, and they finally give him the crack after you know, calling him Serpico, Robin Williams Knuckles, you know, just all these different, you know, he basically
tormenting him.
Exactly, tormenting them into submission. But he had grown a big, long, good,
like ZZ Top beard.
Exactly. A good half-foot-long beard. It's good stuff. And so one of my coworkers said, you know, it's getting to be fall. I think we should do the Dirty Man competition. They started talking about it at lunch. I wasn't there when it started. But then the email went out to everyone. And by the end of the day, they had 15 people signed up, myself included. It's a $10 buy-in. Rules are simple. Rules are very simple. You can shave, but you have to have a connecting beard, meaning sideburn to sideburn, and over the mustache connected to the actual beard, unless you're unable to grow it.
Like me.
Right, like you.
That's why you brought that rule up. Right. I'm pretty sure that's not even in the real rules. You just did that to taunt me.
You can't Backstreet Boy it either, where you have like the pencil thin thing going on the sides. Yeah, it has to be at least an inch thick on the sides all the way down to the mouth. And basically, last person to shave wins. There's no second prize, and it's an all or nothing deal. We had 15 people sign up. We're down to 12 in 9 days, essentially. So there are people dropping fast. I'm going to clean it up tonight because I haven't shaved in 9 days. Actually, it's been even longer than that. It's been almost like 11 days. I'm itchy. I'm quite uncomfortable right now.
I think these rules are pathetic.
Anything that you know, like an undershirt itches like hell. I gotta wear collared shirts and unbutton the top too.
You're so weak.
Maybe weak, but I'm gonna be $150 richer if I
can
keep this up. I'm probably not.
No.
The real question is,
you will
is,
crack.
When do you think? How long do you think it'll take before I crack?
You will crack 5 minutes after you get a date.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
You may actually not even get the sentence out, and you'll be already shaving. It's like, would you please go to prom with me? And you'll be.
Come on, be honest. How long do you think?
I'm being entirely honest.
No.
The second a female even looks at you funny, you'll be shaving.
You're a horrible person. I'm trying to ask a legitimate question here. How long do you think I could go?
I think you got maybe two more weeks left.
Two more weeks out of
me?
Yeah. I don't know.
I may be overselling you a little bit.
The problem is when I lay down, and you have something pushed
out. Here's what you do.
And then anytime
you're in
you
that
move,
awkward phase. You're in the awkward phase right now. You let it grow out a little bit longer.
But then I've been trying.
Well, you can't just concentrate and make it grow. You gotta let this happen. It's gotta happen naturally. But once you get it bushed out a little bit, all of your problems will go away.
My problems are gonna go away with the beard.
No, well, all of your beard-related problems will go away because you get a top coat going. Evan, yo,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Evening. See you again.
It's like ducks.
Okay.
You ever seen a duck? You ever defeathered a duck? Preferably a dead one.
Right.
Because they really don't like it when you try to do that when they're alive.
You don't say.
They have multiple layers of feathers.
Okay.
You've got the baby down layer going. You need to get those top feathers, those flight feathers going.
Right.
And then it'll get better because you got a buffer. You got a buffer between the itchy stuff. Okay, so just get through like the next week.
Okay.
And you'll be fine.
Okay.
This is a man that will shave like once every 6 months.
I trust you.
So.
But you also, I think you have a higher tolerance for things in your face.
No, I don't.
Really?
I don't like stuff on me.
Okay.
Okay, long sleeve shirts bother me. Okay.
Yeah, I have to pull up.
Have you ever seen it's a faucet commercial, I forget the company, but it's the guy who sounds a lot like the Count from Sesame Street singing a song about things your hands can do, and it's pictures There is a that just drives me nuts. Like, I can't stand stuff on my hands, like lotion, can't do lotion, can't do any of that stuff. There's a shot with hands covered in what I assume is honey.
Yeah.
Every time I see it, I almost throw up.
I can see that.
I can't do it. But I'm telling you, you just gotta fight through it, and you'll be fine. So I should mention, now that I've paid, I should say, my meatloaf.
Yeah?
Excellent.
I meant to ask you about that, because considering you stole that from me, but I think I came out on the better end of it.
I think you did too. I mean, mine was good. I mean, and I would certainly have it again. The potatoes were fine. The green beans, I think, could have used a little more cooking, but that's just, I don't like tough beans. Like, I like softer beans. Mm-hmm. But it was just kind of... It was meatloaf. It was meatloaf with mashed potatoes. It was good meatloaf with mashed potatoes, but it wasn't anything... It certainly wasn't as creative as what you had. You know what I mean? I don't think I would have had yours, because I was going to say this, you know, now that I finished it, and it's the proof of my real manhood and superiority. Before this, I had 3/4 of a bag of Buttermilk Ranch pretzel pieces. So I have nothing but starch in my stomach right now.
You literally get a fiber brick.
Yeah, it's
fiber brick.
I think it's just I'm gonna go like bench press a car after this because I'm just so full of all that energy.
You're Ken Patera.
And then I'm gonna
flip a car.
And then I'm gonna crash. I'm just gonna completely fall apart.
Bleeding buttermilk chunks.
Yeah. My heart is it's not so much beating as.
It hurts.
It's more
adult.
It's galumphing at this point. It's not really beating. It's like, thump. Well, it's like actually, like a shitty engine.
It's not like thump thumping. It's going thump. Thump.
If you've ever tried to turn your car on in the winter and it just doesn't turn over, yeah, that's my heart right now.
Really? Not getting good pumping.
No, because I got nothing but salt and starch.
Nice.
It's gonna be terrible. It's gonna be. Yeah. So. I mean, it's certainly good. I've certainly had worse for the price. But it just, it wasn't as creative and as,
again,
as out there as, and
it's to be expected. I mean, it's meatloaf.
True.
Not everything's magic meatloaf.
But nothing else is magic meatloaf. You've never even had magic meatloaf.
Don't care to have it.
No, I'm not going to reopen these wounds again.
Cucumber salad.
Speaking of cucumber salad, I will give you because not.
It's disgusting.
Most mere mortals can't handle it. Like, it's
disgusting. Vile human being.
Speaking of vile human beings, State Fair.
That's right.
When are we doing this?
This is like is 2 weeks
next week?
Away.
It's 2 weeks away?
I gotta, hold on.
We'll have to look it up. Because I was a little scared that it was going to be this week. And
no.
I'm like, I'm not physically prepared.
It doesn't start.
Oh, I thought it started yet.
No.
Okay. Well, we're good. We don't need to figure this out right this second.
Well, so we can prep people.
It's not next week. That's all I care about.
Listening pleasure. No, I'm just doing it to annoy the show.
Yeah, I know.
I think we're going on the 6th.
Okay.
So I need to double check.
So, okay. That'll work.
That's Memorial. Or Labor Day.
Labor Day weekend?
No, it's Labor Day.
Oh, Labor Day. Whatever.
The Death March. Which is kind of fun because it's like the last chance day, so everything's like discounted like $1.
Oh, is it the last day?
Yeah, so they're you get the
I always forget
the
State Fair is only like a week and a half long.
Yeah.
2 weeks or something like that. I forget.
12 days.
12 days, so almost 2 weeks. Speaking of, we'll wrap it up here, but I do want to mention we've got a listener, Kip.
Okay.
Kip O'Neill. We met him at when we did the Surly tour.
Okay.
Okay. He's a homebrewer, and apparently he's involved with the homebrew contest at the State Fair.
Okay.
And he had made a mention about how he wasn't judging, but he was doing like organization work for him. And he said somebody submitted a maple, brown sugar, and bacon brown ale.
I would drink that, and I would enjoy it the hell out of it.
I'm intrigued. I would give it a shot because I like brown ales.
Yeah. And for those of you who have not heard about this, we can go into this next week.
Yeah.
But the brew competition at the Minnesota
State Fair
is no joke.
They're hardcore.
It is hardcore.
Is this the third year they've met?
It's
first
like
or fourth
fifth.
Year? Oh, has it been that long?
Yeah. Because a year before our sponsor opened up his beer store, he was judging the edition.
Oh, the beer thing?
And
see, we need to get him on the show.
We do.
We got some time.
We do.
And they're closed on Mondays anyway. So he's not doing anything.
They're closed on Sundays.
Oh, but they're dead on Mondays. That's what I'm saying. He might as well be closed. That's what he said. He said he might as well be closed on Mondays because he doesn't sell anything. Well, let's talk to Alvy.
Right.
Alvy, if you're listening, we want to bring you to the State Fair.
God.
That would be an entertaining show.
You would die.
We would die. All three of us.
All three of us. Oh, my God. Imagine the poop coming out.
Thank you for leaving our listeners with that.
You're welcome.
Since you yawned through the opening, you want to do the ending here? Oh, before that, final verdict.
Plugs.
No, I was going to say final verdict on Longfellow.
Good as always. Again, I've been here a couple times. Blue Plate Restaurant Group consistently puts out great stuff in the Twin Cities.
Great diner food.
Great diner food. Unique diner food. And it's hard to get a bad meal here. It's hard to get something that's not unique here. And gotta applaud them for that. So,
I completely agree. I want to try other stuff here. My drink was awesome.
Come here for breakfast, you're crying.
I'm sure the breakfast is awesome.
They got a 4-page breakfast menu.
Wow.
And they use a lot of they have like 2 or 3 different types of Benedicts.
Cool. I love
again, guys.
Thank you. I do love Benedicts. Yummy. All right, there. I'm done. I'll shut up while you finish up.
Are you going to let me
finish? I will let you finish.
All right. Well, the Love Fed Cat's Life was brought to you in part by the Fort Perkins Specialty Beer Store and HopTheChart.com. Questions or comments can be sent to us at wellfed@fancypantsgangsters.com, or you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Well Fed Guide. Questions or comments can also be added to the show's comments section at fancypantsgangsters.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. You can become part of our Twitterati. I'm waiting for you to say something, but you're not going to because you're going to let me finish this time. You can follow us at WellFedFPG on Twitter. Did I get it wrong?
WellFedGuideFPG.
Oh, I'm sorry. You did change it up on me.
I screwed you up a couple weeks ago.
Well-fed guide, FBG. You can find us on Twitter. Become part of our Twitterati. And also follow some of the other people that we've had on the show before, places we've gone on the show before. We are linked up with Chef Shack. I'm going to make it down there before they close up shop. I'm going to follow them. I'm just going to make it a point to go find them where they're at.
Speaking of Chef Shack, and then we'll wrap this up. It sounds like our idea, if you listen to the Farmers Market show, where we talked about the food truck court, or the street food court, that's what we called it.
Yep.
It sounds like there may be some movement on that for next year's state fair.
And I would like to get in on that, because that's our idea.
That's our idea.
That's our thing.
That is our idea. I will contact them at Chef Shack, make sure they give us props if that happens.
That was us. That was... If they actually take that idea, I'm going to be pissed. Part of me is going to be like really angry. Like,
well, we better eat for free there.
We should eat free through the entire fair if we come up with something like that.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's just an all-you-can-eat wristband.
That's just a recipe for disaster if we can eat for free.
I think it's worthy of a challenge between the two of us.
Yeah, I suppose.
So, everyone have a great week, and we will see you next time on the flip side.
Stop it.
Things.
I let you finish, and you leave him with that.
Other stuff.
You suck.
I have a lot of dreams.